Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Yumi. This is Chris. I'm supposed to give you an important presentation today, but there's a problem, and I need your help. The flight I was supposed to take has been pushed back by 2 hours due to the heavy snowstorms. I'm going to try to find a train to take me to our headquarters in Chicago, but I doubt I'll make it in time for the meeting. Would you mind filling in for me at the presentation this morning? You're the only other person who fully understands the marketing strategy proposal I'm supposed to present. I have all the files and presentation slides here on my laptop, so I'm going to send these to you right away. Please check your email and call me back if you have any questions. Thank you so much.
Number 71. Why is the speaker calling? Number 72. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 73. What will the speaker most likely do next? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
For all the latest news, results, and gossip from the world of soccer, subscribe to Soccer Planet magazine today. Our monthly magazine covers soccer news from all around the world, and it's the most affordable magazine on the market. You can't find Soccer Planet in regular bookstores, so you need to subscribe by visiting www.soccerplanetonline.org and providing the necessary information. When you first sign up for a one-year subscription, we will send you high-quality Soccer Planet t-shirt in the size of your choice. Subscribers will also receive bonus gifts throughout the year when we release special issues. What are you waiting for? Contact us today.
Number 74. What is mentioned about Soccer Planet magazine? Number 75. What should people do if they wish to receive the magazine? Number 76. Why does the speaker say,
"What are you waiting for?"
Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following radio broadcast.
Welcome back, listeners. I'm Jane Golding, and I'm here with your local news report. Residents should be aware that there will be changes to public transportation systems this month. In addition to the cancellation of several bus routes, part of Subway Line 3, known as the Orange Line, will be temporarily closed. From July 3rd to July 7th, engineers will be performing urgent maintenance on the section of track that runs from 8th Avenue to 14th Avenue. The good news is that the City Metro Company has announced that it will be slightly lowering fares while the track maintenance is being performed.
Number 77. What is the news report mainly about? Number 78. When is the work scheduled to begin? Number 79. What benefit does the speaker mention? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following announcement.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad you all bought tickets for the opening night of this year's Austin Film Festival. I hope you are all excited about tonight's movie showing. This will be the world premiere of acclaimed Korean director Kim Hyo-jin's new movie, Flightless Birds. Afterwards, at 8 p.m., you are all welcome to gather in the foyer of the cinema, where complimentary snacks, beverages, and movie magazines will be available. This is a very special event for all of us, as the director, Miss Kim, is in the audience tonight. Now, without any further delay, let's turn off the lights and begin.
Number 80. What type of event are the listeners attending? Number 81. What will most likely happen at 8 p.m.? Number 82. According to the speaker, what is special about tonight's event? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Good morning. This is Bob Criswell calling for Ms. Kinneman. We had a brief chat yesterday about the storage units your company provides. You may remember my situation. I'm planning to take a few months off from work to travel around the world. While I'm away, I plan to rent out my apartment, so I need to find a place where I can store some of my furniture and personal belongings. You mentioned the different sizes of storage units that you have available, but I'm afraid I can't remember the exact measurements. Would you please send me this information? You can send it to bobcriswell@flymail.com. I hope to hear from you soon. Thanks for your help.
Number 83. What is the purpose of the telephone message? Number 84. What does the speaker intend to do? Number 85. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Gordon Wilson, and I'm the manager of this branch of Quicksaver Supermarket. It's time to start your training. As checkout operators, you will be responsible for totaling up our customers' groceries and receiving their payments. We recently finished a large renovation at our store. The results are impressive. We have increased our total number of checkouts from 20 to 28. We also recently conducted a survey among our staff and customers to find out what type of uniform they like the most. The new shirts and pants look very stylish, and you'll each receive a set after the lunch break. Now, let's go to the checkouts and begin.
Number 86. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 87. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"The results are impressive"?
Number 88. What will the listeners receive this afternoon? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
Good morning. I'm glad you all managed to attend this urgent meeting. As department managers here at Feldman Chemicals Incorporated, you need to know that a fire broke out at our factory in China early this morning. Brian McDonald, our operations manager, has already boarded a flight to Shanghai. He will spend 1 week overseeing cleanup and repair efforts, and then he will supervise production for one more week before flying back home. In his absence, I need you all to help cover his duties. I will be sending each of you a revised work schedule for the coming weeks. Please, check these and let me know if you have any questions. Thank you.
Number 89. What is the talk mainly about? Number 90. For approximately how long will Mr. McDonald be overseas? Number 91. What will the speaker send to the listeners? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message and schedule.
Hello, my name is Steve Jackson, and I'm the owner of a large concert venue in London, England. I'm leaving this message for the management of Maria Keller. The reason I'm calling is to invite Ms. Keller to perform at my venue on May 10th or May 11th. I am aware that she will be playing some concerts in Europe in May, and I'm hoping she can add a London date to her tour itinerary. My venue is called the Electric Ballroom. It has a top-of-the-range sound system, and it can hold 3,000 audience members. Of course, I would cover Ms. Keller's travel and accommodation expenses. I'll be attending her concert on May 3rd, so I hope we can discuss this matter in person after the show.
Number 92. What is the main purpose of the call? Number 93. What does the speaker say about the Electric Ballroom? Number 94. Look at the graphic. Where does the speaker want to meet with the listener? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and store coupon.
Hello, I'm calling about an item that I recently purchased from Safeway Supermarket. I came into your store yesterday afternoon because I wanted to use the store discount coupon I printed from your website. However, the dishwasher I purchased with the coupon has broken down after one day. I'm extremely disappointed about this, and I want you to do something about it. Please make sure that a customer service manager phones me back tomorrow to discuss this issue. You can reach me at my office at 555-5873. I'll be available all day.
Number 95. Why is the speaker calling? Number 96. Look at the graphic. What discount did the speaker probably receive? Number 97. What does the speaker request that the listener do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk and table of contents.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to your first day here at Metro Chemicals Corporation. I will lead the orientation sessions today with some assistance from some of my staff in the personnel department. You will learn all about our company's history and our goals for the future. Most of you will be working here at our main production facility, but some of you will be working at the new factory we opened last month. Regardless of where you will be working, all of today's sessions will be useful to you. But first, I'd like to discuss a new company policy. Please turn to page 9 in your employee handbooks.
Number 98. What department does the speaker most likely work in? Number 99. What does the speaker say happened recently at the company? Number 100. Look at the graphic. What will the speaker most likely discuss next?